You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. By now, we've all heard quite a bit about organic foods, whether on the cover of a magazine or from your favorite celebrity chef. You may have even adopted a habit of buying some organic fruits and vegetables at the grocery store or shopping with organic local farmers. And there is a lot of information about the possible benefits of eating an organic diet, starting with reduced pesticides in your digestive system. But turns out, there aren't many long-term scientific studies backing up those claims. Well, now, a Boise State University professor is changing that. Joining us live today in studio is Cynthia Curl. She is a professor in the Department of Community and Environmental Health. She's completed the first ever, yes, you heard that right, first ever long-term organic diet study with pregnant women, and she did that right here in the Treasure Valley. Cynthia, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So this is really fascinating because I think there might be an assumption that there have been all kinds of studies regarding organic diets. So talk to me about this study. How did it work and really what you were hoping to learn?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think this is now a $45 billion industry. So we assume that there might be a lot to back that up.
Right.
I think it's surprising to find out how little we actually know. So in this study, we found that pregnant women that supplemented their diets with organic produce had significantly lower exposures to pesticides than those who added conventional produce to their diets. And there's some things about this study that confirm what we've already known. And then there's some things that I think are really new. So one of the things that is different about this study is that we didn't demand that these women eat exclusively organic fruits and vegetables or exclusively organic food. In previous studies that have lasted a week or two, they've kind of cleaned out people's whole kitchens, you know, everything, every spice, every food.
Oh, my gosh. So everything is organic.
And replaced it all with organic food. And in those studies, we've seen a big drop in pesticide exposure. But I don't know that many people that really eat like that.
I'm trying to think if I have any organic spices in my house. Yeah, but so it's everything.
Right. And okay. So this study, all we did was provide pregnant women with $20 a week worth of either organic or conventional fruits and vegetables. We let them order what they wanted from a website that we developed. They didn't know which group they were in. But every week on their doorstep, there was a box that had $20 worth of fruits and vegetables. And we asked them to just supplement their diets in that way. Eat like you would normally eat. Go out to dinner with friends, you know, whatever. Share this with your family. Because that's how most of us actually eat organic food if we buy it at all.
And so then what did you said you found some things that were new in the study, but you also said things you already knew. So let's start with the things you already knew.
Okay. So actually in 2003, I was part of the first study to do any kind of comparison about biological differences from consuming organic food. So in that very first study, we recruited 40 kids, 20 of whom they were age 2 to 5, 20 of them their parents said they mostly ate organic, 20 their parents said they mostly ate conventional. And we collected 24-hour urine samples, which means all of the urine that a 2 to 5-year-old produces in 24 hours.
That's a lot of urine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And so we compared pesticide levels in those two groups, and we found a 9-fold difference. And that got a lot of attention because it was the first time to show that. But then people wondered, well, people who eat organic, are they different in lots of other ways? Is it the food, or is it because they don't use pesticides at home or something else about them? So there were, I'm going to say, 8 studies that followed that where they did these short-term dietary interventions. Took a group of people who ate conventional food, like we discussed, gave them all organic food, and then looked to see the difference in exposure. And in all of those studies, they found exposure to drop. But like I said, that doesn't really replicate how people eat. And it's a really short amount of time. You're very unlikely to change somebody's health by changing their diet for a week or two. So what's different about this study is that we recruited women during their first trimester of pregnancy, and we changed their diets all the way until they delivered. So for each of these women, we gave them 24 weeks of fresh fruits and vegetables, and each week we collected urine samples and measured whether or not we were making a difference for their whole pregnancy.
And as you said, I mean, this was 24 weeks. That doesn't sound like a long time necessarily, but this is really the longest study of its kind, correct?
It is, and it's a long time to a fetus. So
That's a very good point.
Like, it's the bulk of their time in utero. And so, you know, we don't know whether these levels of pesticides that you get from food, whether they're high enough to cause any health effects. That's still an open question. It's kind of why we're doing this research. But if there was a time that we might be most worried about, that would be the time.
So what were the new things that you found within this time frame? And I find this really curious because of how you did the study. It was, you didn't change the entire diet. They just got the fruits and vegetables.
Right, exactly. And so I think what was new was to see such a dramatic reduction, particularly in insecticide exposure between these two groups. I think the other thing that was new was that we were able to show this longitudinal, kind of long-term change. Mm. And so if we are going to do a study that would really look at whether eating organic changes health, you'd want to do it for a long time like this. And this study kind of shows how to do that and the fact that we can do that.
And so take me back then to, because you said you compared the urine samples of the women. I mean, so every week you took a urine sample. So is that where you saw the difference was in that exposure to the pesticides?
Exactly. So we ended up collecting, it was a small study in that there were only 20 women, but over the course of the study, which actually lasted 18 months, we collected nearly 500 urine samples. And we sent those samples to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, to measure a variety of pesticide metabolites, and that's where we saw the difference.
So your findings seem to show that an organic diet does have significant benefits if you want to reduce pesticides in your system. But do we actually know whether pesticides harm people?
Right. That is exactly it. That's the, $45 billion question,
right? We'd all be rich if we knew that.
Yeah. So, and that's I think, where this study adds something is that it shows us what we need to do to try to figure that out. This is a really complicated, knotty question to try to sort out whether there's a health benefit to eating organic, because the truth is people who choose to eat organic are different in lots of ways than people that don't. And so you can't just do an observational study. You can't just look at organic consumers and conventional consumers and see if they're different. They're different. So we actually need to do a randomized controlled trial, the way that you do for, say, drug trials, to see if there's a difference when the only factor is the diet.
Well, but in this case, you didn't change the entire diet.
Right. And I think that's important because it's not going to be practical if we want to do this in a larger scale to change everything in their diet for 6 months. Pregnant women, that would be almost impossible, especially if we're going to talk about a couple hundred women that you might need to look at. So it was important to learn whether doing a realistic dietary intervention could make the kind of difference that we hypothesize might lead to a health effect.
Well, and getting back to this idea that if you change the entire diet to organic, if you don't already have those tendencies to eat that way in your daily life outside of a study, really, what do you find out from that?
Right. And I think those early studies were really important because we didn't used to know whether there was any biological difference from eating organic. So it was important to do those studies in that way. But now that we have kind of answered that question, the next question is, what about the way most of us who occasionally eat organic, what about the way we really eat?
I'm talking with Boise State professor Cynthia Kroll. We're talking about her new study about organic diets in pregnant women. So Cynthia, why did you choose to study organic foods in pregnant women versus someone who is not pregnant?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the previous studies have all looked at either children, like the study that we did 15 years ago, or adult populations, and they've looked in various different countries. But nobody's studied pregnant women, and as we were discussing, I think that's the time period that might be most critical. If there is a health effect of these low-level exposures to pesticides, and I do want to emphasize that these exposures are very low, you know, that might be the time that we might see it.
And is there an enhanced risk with exposure to pesticides during pregnancy?
So what leads us to even be kind of looking at this and the kind of health outcomes that we might be interested in are several mother-child cohort studies where they have recruited pregnant women who live in either agricultural areas or in high-rise buildings where they use a lot of pesticides for pest control. They measure their pesticide exposure, and then they follow their kids. Some of these kids in some of these cohorts are as old as 15 now. And what they've seen is that kids whose moms had higher exposure to pesticides when they were in utero tend to do more poorly on IQ tests, tests of memory, attention. They're more likely to have ADHD. And so those populations have higher exposures than you would get from diet, right? They're living in ag communities. Mm-hmm. They're living in these treated buildings. But those findings suggest that this is worth looking at.
Will you do anything or potentially look at anything when it comes to these babies that were born? And I ask that because I look back on my own pregnancies where, I mean, I may have eaten a little bit organic. However, as soon as that baby was born, now that baby got everything organic.
Right. So we, in this study, we will not be looking at the health of the babies or doing anything further because it was small and we wouldn't expect to have the power to see those outcomes. But if we were able to take this study to that next step, then we would be following the kids.
So everybody knows that organic foods, we should say, can be more expensive than conventional ones. I think there was a 2015 Consumer Reports study that shows the average cost was actually 47% more. So from your study, is it worth it to buy organic when it's not exactly clear the effects of the pesticides?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I mean, there's a couple things I would say about that. The first is, I wouldn't want the results of any research that I do to ever say, if you can afford organic, you should buy organic. Mm. I think at the end of the day, if we find that there's a health effect from the level of pesticide residues that's in conventional food, we should figure out which pesticides are causing that and get that out of the food supply for everybody, right? Because otherwise it becomes kind of a tiered system, and that's not what we're looking for as public health advocates here. I think the other thing is that, you know, this shouldn't be scary to people about fruits and vegetables. We know so much about the health benefits of fruits and vegetables. It's so important to eat as many as you can. There's decades of research showing that. And so if there is a decrement if there is some, you know, a little bit of harm from these pesticide residues, it doesn't stack up to the benefit of eating fruits and vegetables.
And what's interesting about that, too, is like you said, if there is a particular pesticide that is potentially causing harm, get that out of the entire food supply.
Exactly.
Because that would tend to make a difference for everyone.
Exactly. And that is still an open question. I mean, the other thing I want to say when we talk about this, we're not talking about this is necessarily going to be something that you can tell harms your kid. We're looking at a level of pesticide exposure that if it does have an effect, you know, maybe it shifts IQ points by one or two. Maybe it causes a slight increase in ADHD. Why that's important is because if you shift the entire population one or two IQ points or shift everybody's ADHD risk, that could be important. But it's probably not going to be something you can ever tell on an individual level.
So from the results of your study, would you, if people have the ability to, and I guess you've already answered this, but I want to reiterate this, should you potentially eat organic or does it make that big of a difference with the results of your study?
I would say that if you are interested in reducing your exposure to pesticides, we know that organic food is one way to do that.
And I want to talk about what's next for you, because this could kind of potentially play into the findings of this study. Talk about, you're looking into the effects of the weed killer Roundup.
It's true. So I just got a much larger grant from the NIH to look at glyphosate, the chemical that's in Roundup, to look at glyphosate exposure among pregnant women in the Treasure Valley here and also in the Snake River Valley. So we're going to be looking at pregnant women who either live near fields that are treated with glyphosate, that have Roundup-ready crops in them, or that live, you know, in Boise where there's less Roundup use. And then we're going to be doing a dietary intervention and trying to understand how these women may be getting exposed to Roundup.
So that would be outside of them eating anything,
right,
correct?
Exactly. So this would be looking at both agricultural sources and dietary sources of Roundup exposure.
I so appreciate you coming in today and talking about this, because it's also not scary. I think sometimes when these studies come out, all of a sudden you have this anxiety about not what you're just feeding yourself, but what you're feeding your children.
Yeah, everybody wants to feed their kids the healthiest things possible. I think we start there with fruits and vegetables, and then we do look to see whether or not, you know, we're keeping our food supply safe. And that's the job of scientists, you know, and it's the job of us. I think it's intimidating to go into a grocery store and have to make that choice yourself. So that's why we're trying to do this research.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today. Our guest, Boise State Professor Cynthia Curl. She just finished a study about organic diets in pregnant women, and then will be doing a study about the effects of Roundup on pregnant women. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.